going to be cool.
The topics and opinions expressed on the Dudes and Beer podcast are intended for an audience of 18 and up and are solely those of the host and guests. They neither reflect the opinions or values of either the sponsors of Dudes and Beer or your mother. I mean, seriously. Have you ever heard these guys? They'll talk about anything.
Whoa, hey, you think they're going to show it?
They'll probably just blur it out.
Whoa, check it out, Beavis.
Get ready to sit back, relax, and open your mind. Welcome to Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer.
Of Dudes and Beer with this fourth volume of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. And, you know, even though we've just started this format, I really gotta say I have been enjoying it. I have been loving it. I think it's great. It really gives us a chance to kind of take a moment, pause, think about things. Like Ferris Bueller said, if you don't take a minute, you might just miss it. You got to stop sometimes and really get off the ride and look at things from the outside in. And I think that's what these episodes really, really have to do with. So I'm really glad to have that opportunity with you guys, the listeners, to be able to kind of delve a little bit deeper into who we are as people and what we do and why we do what we do, why we react the way we react, things like that. And especially right now, during the holiday season, we just had a solstice episode come out with John Bound, and, you know, we just had a Christmas movie episode with our good friend Tom Metz, and Stephen Bishop, of course, over in the cave at Austin Music Rooms. But here for Christmas, it's really something that I want to focus on a little bit of blessing, a little bit of, you know, really, really learning to sit back and look at your life from the outside in and start to see the blessings that you have in your life every day, as small and minute as they may be. And we will get into that whenever we get back from this message from our sponsor.
Hey, you don't even have a license, Lisa.
Crazy drunk driver.
Hey, everybody. Chris Jordan, host of the Dudes and Beer podcast here. Has this ever happened to you? Tired of looking in your rearview mirror after a couple of drinks with friends or worrying about no-refusal weekends and DUI stops? Are you planning a night on the town and want an easy, safe way to get around while still having fun? Well, Fare is the ride service for you. Simply download the easy-to-use and free Fare app from the Google Play Store or iTunes Marketplace and use promo code DUDES10 every time you ride with Fare to save 10% off your ride. Have a Fare driver you liked riding with? You can not only give them a review and tip, but you can add them to your preferred drivers list on your Fare app and request them every time you ride with Fare. You can schedule rides with Fare to pick you up immediately or as far as 30 minutes to 7 days in advance, eliminating the need for last-minute calls and allowing you to pre-schedule pickups in locations other than your home city. Perfect for those traveling for business or for fun. So don't forget to stop on by and download that free Fare app and use the coupon code DUDES10 every time you ride with Fare to get 10% off your ride. That's right, don't forget, the coupon code is DUDES10. So be like Dudes and Beer, everybody. Party safe, use Fare, and drink responsibly.
And we are back. Yeah, and you know, that really is important, folks, the drinking responsibly. I at one point in life did not drink responsibly, and I am man enough to admit that. I did not use things responsibly. I didn't care about that. And it's dangerous. It's dangerous, especially this time of year, because Christmas is hard, you know. It reminds a lot of people of what they don't have. It reminds a lot of people of what they wish they could provide their family. And really, really what it needs to do is remind us of the blessings that we have. You know, and that's where we get lost. That's where we, as a society here in America, have kind of bewildered ourselves. And I think it's the go, 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 consume, consume, consume all the time aspect of America that has really brought a lot of that to bear and a lot of that to be, so to speak. But we need to start to see something different. You know, a lot of that depression a few years ago, because of my anxiety issues, I had to go to some talk therapy. And, you know, sure, I've had depression in my life. I've had some raging depression issues in my life. But I've learned to get past that. I've learned to focus my artistic creativity and recognize when I'm starting to get into a downward spiral and really kind of get off shoulders and do something, you know, make myself useful to myself or others. Mainly to others. That's where it comes in. And that's where you start to see things outside of yourself. And whenever you can do that, it's really helpful in life. It gives you a lot of perspective. It gives you an opportunity to kind of see how thankful somebody is, for little things, for something small. And that's what we have to look for. So many people think of the blessing, the miracle, as something huge, you know. And it isn't. It's something so entirely small. And it's learning to see that every day, that kind of carries it through the rest of the year, but especially at Christmas. You know, when it is this quote unquote spirit of giving, and we are in the attitude of consume, consume, consume. You know, it's funny, whenever I was on the radio years ago with Scott Summers on KPFT as a guest artist, he used to say all the time, whenever we would do the Halloween episode, well, it is now the unofficial beginning of the Christmas season. Because, you know, day after Christmas, it wasn't even Thanksgiving yet. Like, you know, it wasn't even Thanksgiving and you'd see Christmas trees out. Like, they hadn't even taken the Halloween decorations down. They were already putting Christmas decorations up in the stores. And it's crazy. And we have gotten this crazed mentality about it. And we've talked about that on this show before, but, and especially in the Thinking Deeply episodes. But it can be hard amongst all that we can't do, all the things that we aren't able to do, to see the good things, to see the blessing, to see the tiny little candle that, if given the opportunity and given the fuel, can light an entire room. You know, can fill an entire house with no walls with light. Just the smallest source can provide a great amount of light. The trick is you have to let it. You actually have to provide it that atmosphere. And that comes a lot onto us. There's really nobody that we can blame for not seeing the blessings in our life. And I'm talking in a generic sense here, you know, the things that are bestowed upon us by the universe, that it, you know, we definitely work for. There are some people, and you know, the universe works in odd ways. God works in odd ways. You know, there are people who definitely have more than others, and for no good reason. There are people who have worked hard their entire life and have next to nothing, and that's it. That's nothing to be said about them. The question is that person who has been bestowed more upon a happier person necessarily? Do they necessarily have a happier life? Are they more of a whole person? And that's what we have to focus on. You know, we've talked about on this show before the concept in the last episode, as a matter of fact, the last volume of this, we talked about the concept of success on life by your terms. The fact that you determine the success of your life, nobody else does. So at that point, and taking that into notion, you determine what the blessings are in your life. You determine what the grandiosity of them are. It took me a long time to learn to live by this philosophy. And believe me, I taught this philosophy for years, you know, and I saw it as a valid philosophy. I personally couldn't see a lot of blessing in my life because of decisions I had made in my life. That's what got me, was that it was the decisions I had made. That's what upset me as a person. Nothing else. It was the fact that I knew better than to make these decisions, and consounded, I'd made them. And why did I do that? that led me into a spiral into bad places, and into where I could not see the blessing in my life. I could no longer see the small light that could light the room. And that was my doing. That was my decision. And that's what we kind of have to own up to, is the fact that good things do happen to us. Things do happen. People do care. We just actually have to let that in. We kind of have to drop the walls for a minute and not be so afraid of it. And I think, you know, right now, especially with the Christmas movie season and stuff like that, I think a little Master Yoda is in order here. I think he sums it up perfectly.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
And, you know, That's really an interesting concept. Fear leads to anger. And it does. It does, if you think about it. And anger does lead to hate, and hate does lead to suffering, ultimately. So fear leads to suffering. And us being afraid, number one, of seeing a good thing in our life. You know, so many times we are the self-sabotaging, self-fulfilling prophecy of doom in our own lives. We really are. We are a manifestation ourselves, which gives us the power of manifestation. We have this power to create amongst all creation on earth. We have the power to create. And that's a responsibility, and we have to own that. We have to realize that we put out hate into the world. We do these things, because we're afraid, we're mad, you know, because we're afraid of change, because we're afraid of different things, because we're afraid of something that we don't understand, as the X-Men would say, I'm such a geek, but that's okay. That's okay. That's who I am. And I love me. I love me.
So yeah, we really have to think about that and think about the fact that if we alone have the power of manifestation and creation, then what we put out is what we get out. You know, it really is a true system of physics here. You know, you can't light that candle without fuel and oxygen. You can't have fire. You have to have three components: combustion, fuel, and oxygen, in order to have fire. So, those three components, we have to add to the mix. We have to put our component in. And, you know, to quote Master Yoda once again,
"But beware of the dark side. Anger, fear, aggression. The dark side of the Force are they. Easily they flow, quick to join you in a fight. If once you start down the dark path, forever will it dominate your destiny. Consume you it will."
And that's what you have to be careful of, because it is easier. It's not easy to have a good outlook every day. It's so much easier to think about the pain in life, the agony in life, what's right there on the surface. You know, that's all stuff that's right there, and it's always going to be there. You know, pains in your body, pains in your life, pains in your heart. They're always going to be there. They're going to be ever present. And you can either dwell on that, or you can choose to put your energy into something else. And the more you dwell on something, you know, the more it's occupying your mind, the more it's renting that free space in your head. And then there's no room for anything else. Because you've occupied your mind with this, it doesn't have the time or the energy anymore to produce positive. So it really is a self-fulfilling prophecy. It really is a true feedback loop, where it starts building and building and building and building. Now, the thing is, positive works the same way. Learning to see the blessings in your life works the same way. It's a feedback loop as well. It's just harder to maintain that feedback. It's just harder to keep that going, because that really takes your self-motivation to look for that, to see that. I dropped my wife off today at a job that she was doing, and, you know, this is my blessing today. This is my blessing today, to be able to do this episode for a Christmas episode, to be able to sit back and really think about this, you know, and to me, it's such an important concept that we as a society, we as a people, we as individuals have lost. It's, you know, and I explain it to my wife all the time, who is a comedian and who teaches comedy. I love sarcasm. I love it. It's great. It's a fantastic thing. I use it all the time. You know, I actually, most of the time in the debates on Dudes and Beer and stuff like that, the questions I'm asking, and whenever I take it to the extreme, I'm playing devil's advocate. It's not that I believe these things. It's that there are people out there that do believe these things, and that taken to the extreme, this could happen. I'm not saying it will. I'm just playing devil's advocate and bringing a point about to make a point of conversation and to take something somewhere. But sarcasm is such an actual negative vibe. It's actually tearing somebody down in order to make a joke. You know, and it's really one of those things. It's kind of self-serving. It's really a, "Hey, you, look at me," kind of aspect. And I describe it as the low-hanging fruit of comedy. It's right there, and, you know, it's overripe. It gets, you know, much like monkeys in the wild eat overripe fruit because they know it gets them drunk and then they regret it. Sarcasm is the same way, and it's a negative vibration, and it's so easy. It's so much harder to write a good joke that's a positive joke that, you know, doesn't necessarily tear people down or doesn't, you know, just absolutely revile something. And it's hard to make that good decision. And she'll tell you that because she has to teach people to make that good decision in improvisation, in improv moments. It's hard to not let that fear lead you to just dropping an F-bomb for no good reason, you know, things like that. It's hard to maintain a positive outlook on life and the world around you. I'm not saying it's an easy thing. It's a hard task, but it's what has to happen. We talk about change in the world. We talk about hope in the world. Well, unfortunately, we all have to be the individual instruments of that. And it begins right here with yourself. It begins right here with your own life and with your own mentality and your own shift in the paradigm in which you believe. So, you know, don't be afraid of that. Don't be afraid of being the catalyst of change. That's what we're supposed to be. And whenever you do start to see that change, then it becomes a lot easier to see those blessings, because at that point you're making a conscious decision to do something positive. You're making the conscious decision to go forward with something positive with yourself. And once that takes root, it is easier. It does get easier and easier as time goes on to kind of, you know, have the aspect of what will be, and I can only change so many things. You know, I can only truly change in the world what I can run to. And I'm not prone to running anymore. I'm not prone to it. I used to run all the time. Unfortunately, that took me away from too many situations. So now I normally stand and take care of my business and handle things the way they're supposed to be handled. So, you know, you can't be afraid to see the blessings in life. It is an active search. Sometimes it's literally as simple as I've actually taken, now that I have a backyard blessing in my life, we're renting a house, my wife and I, and it's a huge move. I've never once in my life not shared a common wall, floor, or ceiling with a neighbor or family member. It's impressive to me to actually be in a little 3-bedroom house with my wife instead of a 2-bedroom apartment. For a negligibly different price. That is a huge blessing in my life. And every day that I wake up without hearing footsteps above me, I remember that blessing. because I have supersonic hearing, and it would disturb my wife that I would be laying in bed and actually hear people's conversations. Like, they obviously had like a little just like hangout room or something like that upstairs in the apartment above us. And it was directly above our bedroom. And I could like hear their TV going and, you know, hear their conversations on the couch, stuff like that. So, it's learning to see those little things, just like it's the little things that drive you crazy, you know, and the real thing is, to look at it from a sensei's aspect, from a karate aspect, all we can do is control our reaction. That's it. We can only control our reaction to a situation. Most situations we cannot control. And it's our search for control that leads to our fear of not being in control, our anger of not being in control, and then our hate of the situation because we're not in control. which then leads to our suffering.
Fear leads to anger. Anger leads to hate. Hate leads to suffering.
And those are the things that we have to remember. And, you know, it's interesting because these are principles that, you know, the Jedi magic principles, they really aren't anything amazingly new. They've been around for a long time, but they really are deep. They really are hard concepts, and they really are something that Master Yoda simplifies down in an amazing way. So think about that. Start to think about it on a daily basis. Something every day that, you know, even if it's, hey, that hamburger was made just right, you know, just something small every day that you can be thankful for, makes such a difference in your life and in the way that you view the world around you. And if you start to look for that, if you start to actively look for that, believe me, you'll start to see it. But the trick is you have to be looking for it. You have to be looking for that daily. And it's an active search, you know, much like we've said on the show before, love is an active word. It's a verb. It's an action. It's something that you do, not something that happens. Remember to love each other. Remember to take care of each other. Remember to love the world around you. Remember to love your life. Love something in your life every day. That's what leads to happiness. That's what conquers the fear. That's what feeds the candle. That's the oxygen in the tent for us, guys. That's what keeps us going. That's what will keep us going. So think about that today. Think about that throughout the rest of this holiday season. And then as we move into the new year, thanks so much for tuning in. Thanks so much for continuing to tune in. Take care, guys. Blessings. And remember, you can't be good. Be good at it. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for listening to this installment of Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Tune in next time for more deep introspection, contemplative thought, and general musings on humanity and life, right here on Thinking Deeply with Dudes and Beer. Like what you heard? Feel free to tune into the other content by Dudes and Beer on dudesandbeer.com. Our content is also available on the Spreaker market, as well as SoundCloud, iTunes, YouTube, Stitcher, and your favorite podcast app. Dudes and Beer is a proud member of the Revolution Digital Group family of podcasts. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. And until next time, drink responsibly.